So we're in Tanya.
It's cold, it's too far.
Page 12.
Never mind. No, we've got no problem, Jeff.
You don't, let me sit next to the rubber. I want to see a little.
Page 12, third line down. Starting with the word v'chein. And now we're talking about, as the chapter begins, the second soul within the Jewish people, which is after having explained the animal soul in the first chapter, we're now explaining about the godly soul. The fact that this godly soul is, as the word implies, is part of God, and God blew something deep from deep within him into the Jew. So this is the Jewish soul. And all the souls are connected, from the greatest tzaddik to the lowest level of person. V'chein b'chol dar v'dar yesh roshei alfa Yisrael. In every generation there are the heads of the thousands of Jewish people. Shenishmeseim heim b'chinas roish u'mayach legabe neshamais ha'hamoin v'amei ha'aretz. That the souls of these leaders are like the head and the brain compared to the souls of the ordinary folk. And so no, it's just like in the body, the brain directs everything. So also these great neshamas, these great souls, they direct and are the channel and funnel for the life force that comes into the Jewish people. V'chein nefashas legabe nefashas. And so also souls compared to souls. Ki kol nefesh kululah minefesh ruach neshama. And because every soul is made up of sub-categories. Because the Medrash says there are five names given to the soul. Nefesh ruach neshama, chaya yechida. And translating them doesn't really help us understand what they are. The normal translation is nefesh, is also translated as spirit or soul. Ruach, spirit, neshama, soul, chaya, that level of soul that's called chaya, which comes from the word chaya meaning life, and yechida, which is that level of soul which is totally unified with God at all times. Kichol nefesh kulula mi nefesh ruach neshama mikol makayim shorish kol nefesh ruach neshama kulam mi roish kol amadregesh atzayv kol dargin hamalubish beguf hameyoretz v'kal shebekalim nimshach mimayach ha'elyon. But whatever level of soul, he's saying, whether it's the highest of the high or the lowest of the low, they all originate in one source. Sheichachma iloah, which is the highest level, the high level of chachma, kiviyachol, so to speak. In other words, it's come from a very high spiritual level, which is called the higher, the supernal wisdom. And this is the source for all souls. And he gives us to understand by using a mashal, a parable. K'mashal ha-ben animshel mimayach ha'av. Like the parable of a child, an ordinary human child, that ultimately has come from the brain of the father. Now what he means by the brain of the father is, he brings it elsewhere, that the brain is connected right down to the nether regions of the body through with the spinal cord. The spinal cord goes down the back of the brain and enters the spine. It's like a long tail for the brain. So in a certain sense, the spinal cord, it's an extension of the brain. It's a massive nerve, but it's tremendous in its power because it controls everything in the body. We know that Chas v'Shalom, if somebody damages their spinal cord, that paralyzes the body, and it can be even paralyzing the whole body. So it's not surprising that there is something migrating. Not surprising to learn that there's something migrating from the brain right down to the end of the spinal cord. Now the end of the spinal cord, amazingly, ends at the nether regions of the body, right? In the middle of the pelvis. Not too far away from the genital organs. So it's explained in Chassidus that the origin of the genital seed in men it actually originates in the brain. Something comes down from the brain.
The idea starts.
It's not an idea, it's physical. It's something physical. Comes down from the brain, down the spinal cord, and ends up in the genital organ, and it's like the seed of the seed. So that means that ultimately the baby has come from the brain of the father. That's the process. And that's what he alludes to over here. So he's using that as a marshal. Right? So now let's analyze the baby. Shafilu afilu tziporne raglov nishavu mitipa zoimamish. Because, so then looking at the baby, a baby is made up of all different parts of the body, like a normal human being. The baby has a brain, which is, of course, is a very exalted part of its body, but it also has, the lowest part of its body is the nails. We know the nails are like dead. Can you compare the nails to the brain? The nails are just a dead outgrowth. It's being pushed out, dead. There's no pain when you cut the nails because it's dead, and yet it's alive because it's being pushed down, it's grown. Yeah. So even the nails of the toes, where's that come from? It's come from the original seed. And where's that come from? From the brain of the father. So it doesn't matter what level within the baby that we're talking about, it still has a connection with the original source in the brain of the father. So the baby developed as a result of 9 months in the mother's womb. And from the brain of the father, he came down and down and down into the genital seed, and from the genital seed into the baby, and went down and down and down. In the baby itself, it's become, part of it has become nails. The in kolze. Nevertheless, that nail of that toe, of that baby, which is the lowest level of the baby, is still ultimately connected with the original source in the brain of the father. And even now, within the baby itself, the nails are now the baby is disconnected from the mother and living its own life. The brain is feeding all the body, including the nails as well. The impetus for everything in the body comes from the brain. As it says in the Gemara, that the child has three partners which make the child, the father, the mother, and God. And it enumerates what it is that the father provides. The mother provides the redness in the body, that's the flesh, the blood. The father provides the whiteness in the body, which is the sinews and the bones and the nails. So you see that it's coming from, ultimately coming from the father. And like in Eitz Chaim, which is based on the writings of the Arizal, he explains why it was that Adam Arishon, the first man, had his skin was like nails. His skin was like nails. Huh?
White
nails. He had scales like nails. And it's connected with this idea. He says it's Mibchinas Ma'at Tevuna. He doesn't explain exactly how the nails come from the brain and a level of Mayach, of brain, which is called Ma'at Tevuna, the brain of understanding. So now, using this parable of how even the nethermost parts of a baby come from the most exalted part of the father, the brain, the same thing applies to all the souls of all the Jewish people. Because we, the Jewish people, are like one body, And just like in a body you have exalted parts like the brain and the heart, and lowly parts like the nails of the toe, so all the souls of all the Jewish people of all time form a spiritual body. So we have some great souls, leader souls, who are compared to the brain, which leads the body. And then you have, you know, big power souls like the heart, which affects the whole body. So these are the great leaders that can lead the Jewish people and inspire them. And then you have ordinary folk, which will be an ordinary limb in the body. And then you have really low type people, and they correspond to the nails, lowly type Jews. But they're all part of the one body, the one corporate whole. And therefore they all originate in the source, in God himself. That is the mashal, the parable that he's using here. So every single Jewish soul of all the Jewish people in Mila, when they come down from level to level, when through the chain system of worlds, but they all come from the divine wisdom. As it says in the Pasuk, you've made them all with wisdom. Everything came from God's wisdom. The souls, the different levels of soul, of all the Jewish people, including the ignorant ones and those of lesser value. The imkol zeh oidenik yeshuas and yichadus biyichin nifla v'atzim imusim atzmusim. Nevertheless, they are connected with an amazing unity to their source, their original source, Shiyam Shochas, Chochmas Chochma Ilah, which is the drawing down from God's supernal wisdom. Ki enikas v'chayas nefesh v'ruach neshama shalame oretz u minefesh ruach neshama shal atzadikim v'chachomim rosh ebnei yisrael shebedoyim. Because the sustenance that is given to the souls of all the different types of Jew that there are, even the lowliest ones, even the most ignorant ones, comes from the souls of the tzaddikim, the righteous ones, and the sages, who are the heads of the Jewish people in their generation. So all the souls are just like cells in a body. And the brain is the tzaddik. And he is the controller and the inspirer and the life-giver, the channel for life-giving for all the Jewish souls in the generation.